Very quick one for you, Chris. Heather on Facebook wants to know, why don't insects get as big as dogs do?
Yeah, I mean, so the largest insects today sort of are about 18 centimetres. And actually a few years ago, there was a stick insect discovered in China, which is actually 60 centimetres long. But, you know, back in, you know, 500 million years ago, there were insects the size of seagulls flying around. So there was a...
The size of Bobby seagulls.
Yeah. So there was basically a dragonfly, which was flying around, which, and also you had millipedes, which obviously aren't an insect, but they got up to 2 meters long. And the prevailing theory is that back then there was just a lot more oxygen in the atmosphere. And because they breathe passively through these network of air-filled tubes, the larger you get, the harder it is for that diffusion-based respiration to work. So it's kind of like if you snorkel near the surface, it's easy for you to get enough air. But if you were sitting on the bottom of a swimming pool with, let's say, a 3-meter-long snorkel, you could imagine how much harder it would be to get enough oxygen and enough CO2 back out. And that's essentially why we think insects are limited, because today the levels of oxygen are much lower than what they have been back in very ancient times.
So it's all down to oxygen. Thank you very much, Chris.